in one of my alchemical readings of modernity, is that electricity is a kind of element in the old sense of element, and that it has certain properties that evolve as you develop almost a shamanic relationship with it, in the sense of using it and developing a relationship with electrical potentials.
Uh-huh.
And that sets up a kind of, that interjects a kind of life into the human organism that fundamentally changes it, because it's introducing this element of electricity which has certain properties of communication. I mean, electricity is very strange. It's pretty far out stuff. You just laid out like electricity to somebody and just kind of said, these are how these fields work and they're not actually, da 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 da. It's like total science fiction. We're just sort of used to that story.
Right.
But it's an amazing thing. And those potentials are being then introduced into human communication. So that fundamentally changes them. And I think spiritualism is like a reflection in the archetypal imagination of modernity about the kind of communication that is introduced by electricity.
Interesting. It's sort of, you know, McLuhan had this idea about the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Ghost, was electricity, and the covering of the earth by the matrix of the Holy Ghost had initiated the third world age and all this.
Right, and that picks up a line of thought that's been carried through since it first starts. I mean, the idea of electricity is born in an alchemical imagination. It's born at a point to the sort of Royal Society break, or whatever you want to call the genuine scientific chip transformation that split alchemy into the shadow realm of culture. But it comes up in that alchemical matrix.
In Mason Dixon, there are scenes in Philadelphia in the 1770s in coffee houses where electricity is being sold as a drug. You pay your money and then you grab onto this thing and they rip this thing around until it throws you off. And you pick yourself up off the floor and then go back and pay again and get more. Just this insane scene.